What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio you can touch.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Let me just turn around here. The Willard Garvey Crime Prevention Citizen Activist Award.
I like.
Jeff Lutz.
What crime are you preventing? Are you out there
nabbing bank robbers? Well, it's at least 42 awards.
In real life, such ridiculous nonsense.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. If you did not hear hour number one and want to, and why wouldn't you? We had Colin Mockery and Caden Favors as our guests. You can do that on the Odyssey app or at KFHradio.com. Max is great about getting those segments up for you to listen to. And you can rewind the whole show on the Odyssey app.
Sure can.
Which I do all the time. I'm a
you
big
do?
Rewind guy.
You listen to our show?
Oh, just to get little tips on how I could do a little better. Or
as you should.
You, of course, my tip for you would be to maybe not use the word obviously three times in a sentence. But
well, maybe I would. I don't want to come off like I don't already know the foundational elements of my question.
Which you did with Caden Favors there, but I'm the only one that picks up on that. Most likely, although others may.
Just wanted them to know that I obviously knew what
you're talking about. You're more of a student of the language than to do that. And you should be embarrassed by it.
Nah, I'm not. I'm okay.
I'd be a little bit embarrassed. I often go back on Facebook now after I put up a post. And I see these things that I can't believe I didn't correct. Or you know what I'm saying?
You can always edit.
I do.
Good.
I edit it, but I'm just surprised that some of these things get through now.
Well, typos are a real thing. They happen a lot.
They've happened throughout my entire life.
Same.
I wonder who made more.
You know what my worst inaccuracy writing trait is? I never know what day it is. So I'll just start writing a story Thursday, blah, 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 and it's Monday.
Mine through all these years. And this will sound ridiculous, because if I really think about it, I know effect and effect are still just a complete mystery to me. Unless I really slow down, and I got to go through it in my brain.
Effect is a verb.
I understand that,
effect
Jeff.
Effect is a noun.
I understand
but
that.
That's all you got to think of.
And I understand that.
All right, good.
But it's caused me tremendous consternation in my lifetime as a writer, because those are two words that have completely different meanings, but
sort of
sound the same, look the same, pretty much. It's just it's driven me crazy.
They sort of have completely different meanings.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they do. If you really,
you
again, you got to really
effect.
You got to really think about it.
I guess. I mean, that's yeah. Everyone has their.
What's yours?
I just told you.
Perfect.
Just told you what
day it is. I mean, anybody knows.
I know what day it is in my head, obviously, but when the words come out, it doesn't really matter. I'll say Friday when I mean Sunday, Tuesday when I mean Thursday. It's just I start writing, and the day it becomes inconsequential.
Well, the day's never inconsequential.
In my brain,
it is as consequential as anything.
Yeah, I've gotten better.
So I would say when you come to the day, slow down.
It sure couldn't hurt. You like my new Eagles shirt, by the way?
Not really.
It's pretty cool.
Not really. Don't care for it.
Huh.
Well, what'd you want me to say?
I just thought you'd enjoy it.
I didn't even know it was an Eagles shirt.
I like it. It says Eagles on it.
A 41-year-old man, I guess it's fine. I guess it's fine.
I'm never going to be a cool dresser, okay? I just wear what's comfortable. I try to represent the things that I like, and that's it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, you don't see me in a Cardinals shirt.
Why not? What's the problem?
I don't know. I'm too old for that
stuff. You wear a League 42 shirt every
day.
Well,
sure, I represent League 42.
There you go.
I'm involved with League 42.
I represent the Eagles.
You don't have anything to do with the Eagles.
I'm involved with the Eagles.
As much as in your own mind you probably think you actually do, I wish Duda was here right now. Because he and I see you for what you are when it comes to this situation.
Like what?
You're a fanboy.
Sure.
You're a tag-along.
That's
you're
fine.
You know what?
What?
You know.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
You know what I'm getting at.
I don't.
And Duda and I aren't necessarily like that.
That's okay.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Music from the summer of 1974. Well, that's a good song. All right, we apologize for the disconnect, but we're back.
Hopefully it never happens again.
Well, we'll see. We do the best we can. We're just two guys from Derby trying to make
it
happen.
I'm not from Derby, actually.
Your roots are in Derby.
Not really. Maybe.
You kind of had something to do with Derby.
Why not?
And I spent my childhood there.
Absolutely.
All right, Max, it is time to play the game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, Jeff has it. I'll play it.
I wish we had another baseball person here, because this would be a fun game to play with two people. But
you bring in another baseball person.
We're going to.
You know what I'll do?
What?
I'll send them on their way.
We're going to do an all-star themed game. We're going to go from 1 through 20, and you have to name a person who has made at least that many all-star games. So if we get to 1 and you name a guy with 17, that counts, and you get 17 points. But once we get to 17, then there's not going to be that guy left. Does that make sense?
Oh, I guess.
So you can't reuse anybody.
All right, go.
All right. Name someone who's made at least one All-Star team.
Ryan Helsley.
Has he?
Well, he's on this year's team.
Yeah, he's
not playing,
he's
but he still made the
he's
team.
He's a two-time All-Star,
right.
So you get 2 points for that round.
Right.
Next, two-time All-Star or
I'll
more.
I'll just stick with Cardinals. I'll dominate this with mostly Cardinals.
Fine.
This will be easy.
Good.
All right.
Well, go. Name somebody who's made
Jim Edmonds.
At least two All-Star games. Jim Edmonds is a four-time All-Star. So you're up to 6 points now. Three-time All-Star or more.
Three-time All-Star.
Yeah, or more.
Or more.
Can be. It just has to be at least
three. Larry Walker.
Larry Walker, Hall of Famer. He was a 5-time All-Star. You have 11 points. Now you need a 4-time All-Star or more.
Really? Now we're getting serious.
A little bit.
4-time All-Star or more.
Yes.
Cardinals.
Doesn't have to be a Cardinal.
I'm kind of sticking to that theme. Yadier Molina.
Larry Walker was barely a Cardinal. Yadier Molina, an All-Star. You won't believe how many times he was an All-Star. 10. So you have 21 points. Now we go to the 5-time All-Stars or more.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire. I probably should just look him up, but now I have a list. Mark McGwire is a 12-time All-Star. You're at 33 points.
How am I doing?
Doing okay?
I'm doing damn well. That's the answer to that question. Next.
6-time All-Star.
6-time All-Star.
Yes.
Going to start getting a little tougher here.
Might.
I ruined a couple of longer All-Stars.
Well, they don't
have to go non-Cardinals at some point.
You sure might.
Lou Brock.
Lou Brock was a 6-time All-Star. You barely got that.
Thank you.
7-time All-Star or more.
I better go with my guy.
Already?
Well, don't give away the hint.
I don't know how many he's got. I have not looked.
Bob Gibson.
I have not looked at Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson made 8 All-Star teams.
See, I knew it was right in that category.
It was time. Now you need an 8-time All-Star or more.
An 8-time All-Star. I could go back to the time where they played 2 All-Star games, which I will do at some point.
Well, this is most seasons on an All-Star roster.
Okay.
This is not All-Star game appearances.
Really?
Correct.
Really? That's how you're doing. Yeah, that's how you're going to do it.
That's what Baseball Reference is giving.
That's how you're going to play.
But there are guys up to 20, 20 over and 20.
You're going to play it that way, huh?
I am.
Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson for an 8-time All-Star. I mean, that's a pretty good guess. He was a 12-time All-Star. So you're at 59. 9-time All-Star.
9-time
or more.
All-Star. 9-time.
Yes.
All-Star.
Yes.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. You should probably go ahead and sweep this game. Barry Bonds, a 14-time All-Star. So you got your 9, but your 14 might struggle later. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Here's what you do. You try to get through the round.
Exactly.
That's how you play this.
Wouldn't that have been
what
fun?
What am I up to?
Wouldn't that have been a fun 2-person game?
I'd have killed them.
Maybe I could have played it.
What
I don't,
are we up to?
10. You need a 10-time All-Star.
10-time All-Star.
Yes.
A 10-time All-Star.
Yes. At least.
Oh, I'm nervous as heck about this.
I don't know that
Roberto
you be.
Clemente.
Oof. I mean, I assume so. Roberto Clemente was a 12-time All-Star.
God, good. I am so good at this.
Are you? You need it now.
It's ridiculous.
Now Next. You need an 11-time All-Star.
11-time All-Star.
Yes, or more.
11-time All-Star. Well, I've let a lot of good players go by the wayside. I'm not sure about them anymore. I got to go with the best of the best. 11-time All-Star.
Yes.
Roger Clemens.
Uh-oh. Roger Clemens. 11-time All-Star.
How good am I? Pause for a minute.
On the nose.
Talk to the audience for a minute.
I don't feel like I need to talk to the audience. That's luck to me.
Really?
If I'm trying to name an 11-time All-Star, I better name a 15-time All-Star.
What are we up to, 12?
12-time All-Star in the major leagues.
12-time All-Star. The big unit, Randy Johnson.
Randy, that's an X for this round.
What?
That is an X.
You got to be kidding me.
For round 12.
How many times?
10.
You're kidding. That's a joke.
I don't know what to tell you.
Next.
You need a 13-time All-Star.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, Hall of Famer, maybe even a superstar at one point in his career, was a 14-time All-Star. You're up to 110 points. Now you need, what are we on? A 14-time All-Star.
Stan Musial.
Stan Musial, obviously. 20-time All-Star limits your picks for 20-time All-Star.
Sure it does.
But now you need a 16-time All-Star. Wait.
A 15.
Yes, 15.
15-time All-Star.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, this is getting tougher and tougher. Cal Ripken.
Cal Ripken, I assume you mean Junior, made, I saw this earlier, but let me make sure, 19 All-Star games. You're at 149 points.
Oh, gosh, this guy, did he make enough?
And you need a 16-time All-Star.
This guy pitched forever. Nolan Ryan had to make 16 All-Star teams.
I would personally doubt it. But he made 8.
Dang it!
That's 2 strikes. 3 strikes, you're out.
Willie Mays.
17-time All-Star. Was it Willie Mays?
Of course it was.
It was. He was a 20-time All-Star. 18... time.
How many 18-time All-Stars are there?
There are 6.
That I haven't guessed?
And you've named 2.
Really?
Yes.
Well, obvious one.
You've named 3, sorry. So there.
I don't know. When did the All-Star game start?
These are all guys basically in the second half of the 20th century.
Yeah.
So you don't need to go way back.
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. Sorry.
No.
He only made it 16 times.
That's my 16-time guess.
Well, you missed 16 also. You can try 19 and 20, but you struck
Hank
out.
Hank Aaron.
You struck out at 169 points.
Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron, a 21-time All-Star. Can you name? You've named all the other 20-time All-Stars.
I have?
Yes.
What about Ted Williams, who missed significant
17.
Time? Dang it.
Here's 15 or more. Yogi Berra.
Wait a minute. What about Johnny Bench?
I was going. I can't. Johnny Bench. Where is Johnny Bench? 14.
That would have been a good guess.
It would have. You used too many high numbers early.
Not really.
You didn't.
I did well.
You ran out of 20s.
Yeah, but anybody's going to run out of 20s because there haven't been that many.
You finished with 169 points.
I don't care about the point.
You should. Is that good? Nobody knows. The game's never been played before.
Well, I think it's good. Although, if you're just naming, if you're starting low, points don't matter. If you're trying to get a one-time All-Star.
Yeah, but what if you name a 7-time All-Star at 1? You get 7
You shouldn't
points.
Get points for that.
Yeah, you do. Because that makes the game harder down the line. If you name a 7-time All-Star, you've eliminated a 7-time All-Star.
I don't
All-Star
make things hard down
when
the line.
You need to name a 7-time
All-Star. I make things easier down the line. That's what I do. You reserve the bigger numbers for later.
You could, yeah. That's a strategy. And there are other strategies. As the game evolves, and it's been played more than one time, I'm sure people will develop their own strategies.
What about, I don't know about this one. What about Joe DiMaggio?
Joey D. He made, it's a lot of Joes, 13 All-Star
13.
Games.
I'm getting them all. I'm getting most of the guys that are in double digits.
There are 9 Joes who have made at least 5 All-Star teams. How many can you name?
Joe Medwick.
10.
Joe.
I'm not counting Joey Votto. Just
Joe,
straight Joe.
Not Joe Pepitone. Although he made an All-Star team or two. Joe. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson. Man, is he named Shoeless Joe Jackson on here? No, I think he predated the All-Star
game.
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
Right in our backyard.
In our backyard?
Yeah, he played right in our backyard. Collegiately.
Joe Carter.
Yeah. Longtime manager.
Joe Torre.
Longtime closer.
Joe. God, what was that guy's name? Joe Nuxall?
No. He pitched, I think he might have been a Kansas Star, but he's most known for his time with the Twins, maybe a little bit with the Giants.
Joe, what's the last name?
Joe Nathan.
Oh, yeah, Joe Nathan.
You have a player turned broadcaster.
Joe Morgan, obviously.
You have
and he played in a bunch.
You have a catcher.
I should have picked him. How many for Joe Morgan?
Joe Morgan had 10.
They had a catcher?
Yeah. Hall of Famer this year.
Oh, Joe Mauer.
Yeah, the other two are Joe Gordon with 9 and Joe Cronin with 7.
Well, that's a long time ago.
It is. Did you know there have been 4 lineups for All-Star games, not including the pitchers, that have been repeated? 1 through 8, the same.
No.
4 times.
How many for Curt Flood? How many All-Star games? I almost said Curt Flood for one of the lower numbers. I would guess 3.
Curt Flood made 3 All-Star teams.
Golly.
64,
I mean, if you're just tuning in and you're driving through, or you're trying to find something on the radio that involves somebody with some intelligence, how could you not be drawn to that?
It's tough.
Ask me another one. I'll tell you how many All-Star games. I'll hit it on the nose. And if I miss, I'll excuse anybody from ever listening to this show again.
Edgar Renteria,
huh?
Yeah.
He was an All-Star. Probably a 4-time All-Star.
5.
Ah!
How many with the Cardinals?
2.
Yes. 2003 and 2004.
That 2004 Cardinals team
was 2000 also.
That 2004 Cardinal team was littered with All-Stars.
Had a bunch.
Well, I mean, come on. Oh, how many for Scott Rowland? Should have said him.
I would guess 8.
How many for Nolan Arenado? Or Paul Goldschmidt? What was I thinking?
7 for Rowland. Arenado. Nolan Arenado has 8.
And Goldie?
Goldschmidt.
Probably has 8 to 10.
7.
7. Well, I wish they'd play like an All-Star right about now. The Cardinals don't have an All-Star with Ryan Helsley not pitching tonight. And they're a team above 500. What does that say?
I don't know. It says most of their best performances have come on a little later, kind of after the voting. They've gotten hot more recently.
They're 30-17 after their bad start.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll continue. I don't know.
You'd expect Brendan Donovan, right?
Brendan Donovan's a good player.
I get him and the other guy mixed up.
Who's the other guy?
The other just kind of random.
Tommy Edmond?
No.
Well, I don't know who you're talking about.
The guy who played second base and you know who I'm talking about.
Nolan Gorman?
No.
Well, who are you? There's no way to know who you're talking about. Lars Nootbaar?
No. Alec Burleson.
You get him and Burleson mixed up?
Yeah.
Alec Burleson never played second base.
Well, whatever he played.
He's an outfielder.
He's the good one.
They're both good.
Who was the other guy besides Burleson? See, I don't even know. I can't think
of... Brendan Donovan.
Yeah, Brendan Donovan, Alec Burleson. They're the same guy.
No, they're not. They both have long hair.
They look
they
exactly
both hit
alike.
Left-handed. They're
they
both
look
good
exactly
players.
Alike.
They're both good players.
Brendan Donovan's fine.
No, he's a good player because you can play him anywhere, and he'll hit.
Yeah, I advised my friend David Michael Hahn to pick up Alec Burleson for his fantasy team.
I wasn't talking about Burleson.
I am. I don't know
Burleson
the difference.
Is a very good hitter. In fact, he's been one of the best in the National League for 2 months.
Not an All-Star, though. I bet he is next year if he...
We'll see how he does.
Gets the Josh Naylor treatment.
He'll be the first baseman next year for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Who will not bring back Paul Goldschmidt.
Why would they?
That
would be an ill-advised move.
Pains me to say it.
He's going to be a guy who's trying to hang on a little bit next year. He won't be Rockies, Pirates level bad, but he'll go to someone like the Reds or...
Guardians.
No, we're better than him.
Guardians. I could see him
maybe
in
like
Cleveland.
The Angels. I bet he goes to the Angels.
No, I could see him in Cleveland.
We don't need him. We are overstocked.
You need somebody who can walk and chew gum in that lineup.
We are overstocked with position player talent.
When we get knocked off the air, it creates a big timing issue with me. I'm one who goes very strictly by time. You know what I'm saying?
No, you could take a break whenever you want.
I don't do that. I run a show that is based on good timing. Max Power appreciates
that. Insanely long segment isn't necessarily
Max,
good
but here's
timing.
The thing. Max Power appreciates it. He's told me.
No, he hasn't.
No, he does appreciate it. I know how producers think.
No, you don't.
They want hosts.
No one knows how Max thinks.
They want hosts to pay attention to the time.
Well,
and don't cut it short, and certainly don't.
Well, you already cut it short. You cut it short in the first segment. You cut it a little
bit
short.
And they don't like hosts who go long. So on this show, you'll never hear the music start up indicating, hey, idiots, time to take a break. That doesn't happen here.
It doesn't.
Do you want me to get Max on to tell you?
I really don't. No.
What if I do?
And I'll probably go upstairs.
Well, that's rude.
Well, it's kind of your thing. Kind of your correspondence with Max. I don't need to be involved.
I like talking to Max.
Talk to him then.
Unless I don't. It's one of those things.
You going to watch the All-Star game tonight, I assume?
Am. My wife won't let me not watch.
Is it only on Fox? Am I going to be able to watch it?
What do you mean, is it only on Fox?
Like,
no, it's on the Discovery Channel.
Will it be on the MLB?
They're going to put it on tonight.
Will it be on the MLB app?
I think Animal Planet is carrying it.
No, is the MLB...
What a dumb...
Is the MLB app?
Of course not. What's wrong with...
I think it will.
Jeff. What's wrong with you?
You don't think the MLB app will show the All-Star game?
Of course not.
I believe it will.
I'll bet you any amount of money.
$2.
Any amount of money. Fox pays for this.
Right.
They're going to let the MLB app run it? Are you crazy?
It would still be the Fox broadcast, you
moron. Are
you
nuts? God. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
It would still be the Fox broadcast. You know,
Fox wants the TVs tuned to Fox.
You know, they put the World Series on the MLB app sometimes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They never have.
That's how I watched Game 7
no,
in 2016.
Not. You were watching the Fox app.
No, I was watching the MLB app.
You were not.
I was.
Nope. Those things
don't happen.
I don't
have
don't
the
happen.
Fox app. And yes, they do.
Those things do not happen.
I'll
reiterate it. I'll believe it till the cows come home. That's ridiculous.
How to watch the MLB All-Star game tonight.
Fox.
Sling TV.
Fox.
I have that.
Well, do you have Fox?
I don't know. You can watch it for free.
You're the
free
only guy I know who doesn't know what he has.
You can watch it for free with Fubo. That's
well, I can watch it free with
I doubt
Fox.
It.
I mean, you people who won't pay a dime.
Yeah,
you
I
deserve,
pay for Sling TV, Netflix, Hulu.
You deserve everything bad that could happen to you in the world of television viewing.
The game will stream on Sling TV.
Here's what I do.
So there you go. Done.
Here's what I do.
Don't care anymore.
I pay.
As do I.
I want Fox. I pay for it.
You know how...
I never have to worry about it. It's in beautiful high definition on my 70-inch television.
Yeah, and you pay an exorbitant amount of money
lighting.
For cable.
I turn
What's
on
What's your cable bill every year?
I turn on the mood lighting.
What's your cable bill every month?
I make sure the sound is...
Cable bill.
I don't care. Money is it really largely irrelevant.
Then give me some.
Never.
Then why? And how is it irrelevant?
Because it's all going to other things.
That sounds relevant to me.
And I'll know what it is when I get to that time. I haven't even made it.
I want money now.
No, I'm not giving it to you. I'll never give it. I'll never give
it to you. It's irrelevant. Give it to me.
No, you'll never get it.
I'm going to reach
into
your...
Because I am not leaving my money to you.
Why?
I'm just not.
What a horrible thing to say to your son.
It's not what I do.
Why?
It's going...
What do you think you're proving? You'll be dead.
Yeah. And
what does that prove?
In the great beyond, someone will tap me on the shoulder and say...
Were you a jerk in your final act? And you'll
I'm
say
glad
yes.
You didn't leave that SOB any money. If they talk like that in the great beyond, which maybe they do, maybe they don't. Sad to hear about the passing of Henry Carr, former Wichita State basketball player, brother of Antoine and James and Tracy and Terry and that whole family of Carr brothers who contributed so mightily to high school and college basketball, and of course, in Antoine's case, the NBA. Henry Carr, news today that he has passed away. So our condolences to everyone in that family. Boy, I go back a long way with the Carrs, and James and Antoine were members of that 1977 Heights team that was, in my opinion, the greatest high school team ever in the state of Kansas. And I haven't seen a team that comes too close to them yet.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Henry came a little later. Had a good run at Wichita State in the Eddie Fogler era.
Leading scorer on the 1987 team that made the NCAA tournament. Leading rebounder as well.
Those were some really balanced teams that Eddie Fogler had. Had a lot of good players.
Yeah, he led the team at 11 points.
Had the Prelos, Gus Santos. Give me some others.
Sasha
Radunovich. John Cooper at the end, Paul Gofrovich.
What do you think of my Shocker uniform numbers?
I don't think I really delved into it.
It's pretty interesting stuff.
Really?
Yeah. I just went back to 1990 because I'm not the historian. I probably would have made a mistake if I had chosen guys from longer ago, but I thought I did a good job.
Well, you should have chosen them from longer ago.
Well, maybe I will.
The 90s were an abysmal period of...
Yeah, there weren't that many early 90s guys. I think Kamayu Alexander snuck onto a team, and that's about it.
Well, I mean...
He was on the 31 team with Ron Baker.
Well, the 31 team, a good team, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. But I don't think they were that good.
They
had Ron Baker, though.
Who was on your 42 team?
You know what? I think I have bad news for you. Uh-oh.
What?
I don't think there were enough 42s to go around.
You're kidding.
Not
since... What about Dave the Rave?
Yeah, because it's retired. There have been none since the 90s.
He'll beat all of you.
He might.
He'll beat all of your teams single-handedly.
I doubt you could make a good 42 team. You just have Dave. But here's 33, Connor Francamp, Ryan Hirsch, Jason Perez, Rob Campman, and Montas Griscanus.
Not bad. By the way, Connor Francamp will be a guest on this show tomorrow at 2:25, of course, playing again with the Aftershocks in the basketball tournament. Connor's got to be approaching 30, doesn't he?
I guess he probably would. Yeah, he might be 30.
That's hard to fathom.
Yeah, because he was playing at North in the early 2010s. He's 29. He's 29 today, in fact.
Well, happy birthday, Connor. One of the most enjoyable basketball players to watch that I've come across in our fair town.
No question about it.
My wife and I went to every high school game there when he was... when he was really kicking it.
Pretty much a can't-miss player in the history of Wichita high school sports.
Well, he was fun to watch. Those players don't come along that often. They're just fun to watch.
Yeah, he changed the game.
That's a good
category.
In
the City League.
Not necessarily the best players, but the most fun-to-watch players in City League history. Certainly, Francamp, Ross,
Adonis
and Valentine would be in my top three.
Adonis Gant would be in my top three.
What? Where'd he play?
Southeast. I loved those Southeast
teams. What
about
Bubba Schaaf?
Jordan Cyphers. Yeah, Bubba. I don't really remember seeing him play.
You love Bubba.
I just remember that I loved him.
You absolutely love Bubba Schaaf.
Of course I did. Still do. He's been on our show.
Well, good. I love City League basketball and the history and nostalgia of it. We could talk about it all day. It's one of Brent Chemnitz's favorite topics.
Likes the City League hoops.
Sure
Pretty
he does.
Much from the same era as you, maybe a little after.
What do you mean a little after?
Isn't he a couple years younger than you? A few years younger?
A couple years younger.
See, he's 65?
Of course he is.
He is?
He's 67.
No. It's crazy. That can't be right.
Time passes, man.
It does. Now I feel like I got to look up his age.
Well, he's born in October.
Oh, that doesn't tell
I'm
you
pretty
your age.
Sure he's 67. Brent, if I've added a year to you, I apologize. I think I'm a year and a half thereabouts older.
Brent Chemnitz is 67 years old.
There you go. What does it give my age? Do I have a page?
What are you talking
is
about?
Is that a Wikipedia page you're looking at?
No.
What is it?
It's people's information.
Well, how do you have that?
I just have it. Robert Lutz, Wichita, Kansas, 69 years old.
Where does it say that? Show me that. I'm going to destroy your phone. Let me see it.
No, I'm not giving it to you.
No, let me see the phone.
I'm holding it up to you.
No, I want to see it.
I'm not giving you my phone.
And it gives my house value?
Your address.
What are you looking at?
Your phone number.
What are you, in the CIA files?
There's your phone number right there.
Tell me what you're looking at.
Never.
Seriously.
Why would
what else does it say about me?
It has your old work number. It has your phone number on Bella Vista. It has phone number on this house. I don't remember where that one was from. That number.
I don't think I ever had a phone number at this house, did
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did.
What was it?
0584.
Oh, yeah.
What was the 944 number? Where did that come from?
What's the rest of it?
I'm not going to just say somebody's phone
Why?
Number. 4473.
Somebody called it once. I don't recall that number.
Is that really how much you paid for your house?
Heck if I can remember.
Cheapskate.
Cheapskate?
Yeah, I paid twice that.
Did you really?
I think so.
For that? I mean, great house.
Well, it's out. You had to build it. You had to. I mean, it's out in the middle. It's a high property value. Everything's beautiful.
Well, I mean, you know. I got a good deal on this house.
My stuff isn't on this site. Not my current phone number. They don't know what my number is.
Good. They don't need to know.
Yeah.
And whatever site that is, shame on them.
But there I am.
What site is it?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Just tell me.
Fastpeoplesearch.com.
Wow. Now everybody in the world will be searching.
If they want, I guess.
I don't care enough to search.
It's weird, the people that are listed as being related to me.
All right, Connor Frankamp tomorrow. Mike Furches will talk pop culture with our friend Mike Furches as well. Have a good night, everyone. We'll see you soon.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.